time right now to get on the G&M Family Market phone line and welcome to the show for the very first time from ABC 7 and Fox 22, John Alba joining us. John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you as well, Ritzy. I'm just so flustered that I'm here for the first time. I can't even speak properly.
Yeah, a lot of people have that reaction, sometimes snoring, but sometimes being flustered. But it's a treat for us to have you on because I've just been so impressed with your work since you came to the area.
Well, thank you, Rich. I really appreciate it. You know, I've been up here for well over a year now. I've been up here since last September. So time moves really quickly, and to put things into perspective, we had our office holiday party today, and I can remember a year ago to the day when we had our office holiday party, I was about to sit down and eat, and we got the breaking news that Joe Harrisimiak had been hired as the head coach of Maine football. So rushed a piece together in about 25 minutes after that, so crazy things can happen in the span of a year.
Well, absolutely. So anybody with a lampshade on their head at the holiday party today?
No. Okay. No. Craig Coulson managed to keep everything together. I was very impressed.
Excellent.
I was very impressed.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Now, for anybody who doesn't know, you've got a pretty interesting background. Can you fill us in on some of that for people who might not be familiar?
Oh, man, pretty interesting background. Interesting to who? Yeah, I am originally from New Jersey. I was born in Hackensack on the outskirts of New York City. I lived in central Jersey right by Rutgers most of my life. I attended Quinnipiac University, the same school that's playing UMaine this weekend in Portland. And I've worked for Major League Baseball Advanced Media, which is MLB.com. I worked at Major League Baseball Network, MLB Network, and then found my way up here to Bangor, Maine. So I've dipped my hands in a few different ponds, and here I am now in beautiful Bangor.
See, that's a very interesting background. And no wonder you get along so well with Coach H, a couple of Jersey guys hanging out together.
Yeah, Waldwick.
Now, this afternoon, you were talking a little Maine basketball. You were telling me earlier that you spoke with Siggy Koetzer today, and what a year she's having as the lone senior on that squad.
Yeah, I spoke with Siggy Koetzer, and I actually spoke with Blanca Mian as well, which is a total different side of the spectrum because you mentioned, you know, Siggy, this is her senior year, and it really has just been such a pleasure to watch her play over the course of the past 2 years. I covered some great mid-major women's basketball at Quinnipiac, one of the best mid-major teams in the country, and to come here and be able to cover someone like Siggy Koetzer, who's just the penultimate competitor that you're going to find in this realm of basketball, is so great. We talked a little bit about this little layover that they've had here because they had the two games last week against Northeastern and Dartmouth, and now this is finals week. And I asked them, you know, is it difficult to balance final exams and keeping practice together and preparing for a game? They've got Bryant this weekend. She said, yeah, they've done a lot of running this week. They haven't done as much plays, not as many drills per se, more so conditioning. And it's all rubbing off well, too. As I mentioned, I spoke with Blanca Mian as well, who's just been fantastic for them, one of the several freshmen who's been great for them. And it's a bit of an adjustment, I think, still for them, Rich, you know. But they're a fun team to watch. And, you know, I really do believe that come the end of conference play, they're going to be the grittiest team in all of America East, and it's just going to come down to can they hang with the top tier, you know?
Well, and that's certainly what Richard Barron had in mind when he brought this group in, and he knew there'd be some rough patches, especially when you've put together what is arguably the toughest non-conference schedule, certainly in America East and maybe in the whole Northeast.
It is, and that's all about playing those big bodies. You know, you play those big bodies, especially if you're so green and you're so raw with all the freshmen that they have, that you hope that you put them against those big bodies. They're going to build toughness. They're going to build confidence. So when you are in the trenches at the end of America East play, and what works well for UMaine is that the end of America East play, I think it's 6 of 7 of their final games are at home. So you play those tough teams in the beginning. Think about what that's going to translate to at the end of the season, especially when you get great home support that the Black Bears do get for the women's basketball program. You know, the elements are there for them to make a bit of a run as long as these freshmen keep playing to the potential that they can, and Siggy Koetzer continues to be Siggy Koetzer.
Let's stay on the basketball theme and look at the men. As you mentioned, they're playing your alma mater, Quinnipiac, on Sunday, down in Portland. What do you know about this year's edition of the team?
Yeah, You're referring to Quinnipiac position?
Yeah.
I mean, this is the deal with them. It's rebounding, rebounding, rebounding. That's always been Tom Moore's mantra. He's part of the Jim Calhoun coaching tree. He's been at Quinnipiac almost 10 years now. They play gritty down low. That's how they always have. The difference with this year's Quinnipiac team as compared to Quinnipiac teams of years past is that they're almost all junior college transfers. A huge, huge portion of the players that see the court are JUCO transfers, which for a lot of teams doesn't necessarily translate very well, but they do have a lot of talent in certain areas. They've got a freshman, Peter Kiss, who's been outstanding for them. Interestingly enough, UMaine ended up beating Holy Cross last week, and then Holy Cross ended up crushing Quinnipiac at the end of the week. So if you're looking for a small sample size there, that's what is going to be going on. Last year's Maine-Quinnipiac game was awesome. It went to overtime, I believe, and both teams came near 100 points. It was just, if you're interested in scoring, there was plenty of it in that one. So these two teams are very similar when it comes to, you know, conference play, America East versus MAC. It's all very similar, and I think it's going to be a tight one for both sides. And you know, being in Portland, you know they'll play into that atmosphere, so it should be a fun one.
And for Bob Walsh, this is very much a work in progress with this team, but do you sense some more optimism with some good signs, wins in the last two games, and that big offensive explosion the other night from Wes Myers with 31 points?
I'll tell you, man, this, I think what I've been so impressed with is the maturity and the poise that this team has shown for a group of guys who were almost seemingly just thrown together, because you obviously had all the transfers come out of this year. And I think there was a feeling that, you know, this is ground zero. There's nowhere to go but up at this point. And you get a guy like Wes Myers, you get him on the court, his eligibility year is up, and you get a guy like Ilker Ur there. These are guys who have played elsewhere before, so they bring maturity to the court, and then you add in guys like Andrew Fleming, who, again, I keep using that word green, but that's what this main athletics program has, a lot of green athletes, and Fleming is so much, I spoke with Bob Walsh, we called him country tough, because that's what he is. You know, that's not a guy who learns by lifting weights, by chopping down trees. And you pair him with a guy like Wes Myers, like Ilker Ur, they're going to develop those young guys into great talent, and I really think that you'll see this as the season develops. They're going to win more games than I think a lot of people peg them to.
And it was a great weekend for Maine Black Bear sports. We don't get a lot of those. A 6-0 weekend last week for Maine sports.
Yeah, how about that? I mean, that's good all the way around. You know, you get the two basketball teams who are both young and trying to create some sort of upstart going. That was a good sweep of AIC for the men. The women obviously doing something as well on the women's hockey end. So it was good stuff all around, and that's a great way for the students to head into break. And that's the one thing we forget about these college athletes, Rich. They're students too, you know. And for them to be able to balance final exams around this time of the season, I am so impressed. I was talking to Siggy earlier, and you know, she's talking about her chemistry finals, and she had a friend who had 8 final exams to deal with, who's also a student athlete. So I'm so impressed by that, and for them to go undefeated in the weekend, it's not too shabby.
What was your major at Quinnipiac? Was broadcast journalism?
Storytelling, Rich. That's what all journalism majors are. Storytelling. We major in telling stories. We gathered around a carpet, drank juice boxes, and told stories.
That's beautiful. See, and I was an education major. I'm guessing that both of our majors were slightly less challenging than what Siggy Kreutzer is doing while playing a full basketball schedule.
I would say so, but the one thing that was great about journalism and being a journalism major was everything I did was practical. I was not a guy who could memorize statistics or memorize definitions. I was much more practical with, okay, if you're going to take a final exam, let me go write a 2,000-word feature piece. You know, let me go do something and see, am I actually cut out for this field? And I personally learned much better through that way. And I've learned that many in our field, that is usually the case.
We're talking with John Alba, ABC7, Fox 22. By the way, John, great follow on Twitter. You have a lot of different interests, and you're not shy about expressing your opinions, and I love seeing what you have out there. Now, I know you're a big wrestling guy.
Oh, yes. So thank you for the Twitter love. I grew up watching professional wrestling, and I've actually been covering the industry, and I've been working in the industry for probably about 6 years now or so. you know, for me, it's not about who wins a match or whatever. There's a storytelling element to professional wrestling that I absolutely love. I mean, at the end of the day, as a journalist, what you are is you're a storyteller. And just like any other great show on television, any great drama or comedy, there's a storytelling element to it. And when you combine the athleticism that it takes for these people to put forth with great storytelling, to me, I mean, it's all you could possibly ask for, honestly.
Now, what do you think of the Brock Lesnar story in a somewhat related topic?
Oh, in regards to UFC?
Yeah, and The 1 year suspension, the fine?
Yeah. I mean, look, here's the deal. And I love mixed martial arts as well. One of my favorite things to cover here in Maine is the incredible mixed martial arts community that they have here with Young's MMA and all the other stuff. You know, Brock Lesnar, with him, is what you see is what you get. And I remember watching that UFC 200 fight and just being so amped up about it and so excited to see him go in there and pick up where he left off, which, keep in mind, he had the diverticulitis that took a huge chunk of his professional fighting career away. I mean, literally, they had to take away parts of his intestines because he couldn't get out there and fight. And, you know, the reality is, though, you can't cheat. And whatever they found in his system, we're not entirely sure. But if he can't get it overturned, I know they're still in the appeal process of the suspension. If they can't get it overturned, you pay the consequences, you know, just like any other sport. I had a big conversation the other day with Bob Ryan about Hall of Fame voting, and we talked all about PEDs. Look, you pay the price if you break the law. It's that simple.
Oh, you were on the JV show warming up for the varsity here, right?
You know what? Anytime I get a chance to interact with anyone in the main sports media circle is a supreme pleasure. And I think that has been the coolest thing about being here is how supportive and how much interaction there is within all the people in the media spectrum here. And I really do love it. And getting a chance to even appear on your show for the first time, as you can hear it in my voice, I'm super excited. And I'm a big fan of what you do, Rich. And what I like about you, Rich, is you like to think critically about things, and so do I. And sometimes that gets me in trouble, but that's okay.
All right, you're coming back now after that. Well played, Alba, well played. John, it's great talking to you. I really am a big fan of your work, and you're fantastic on the show. We'll do it again before too long, and it doesn't matter if you're on that other show or not. You go talk
okay,
to them.
Okay, well, I
you
appreciate
talk to
it,
us.
Rich. Thank you.
All right, thanks, John. We'll talk with you soon.
Take care.
That's John Alba, ABC 7, Fox 22. Holy cow, hour is done.